Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Apps for smarter holiday shopping.
I am going to remedy a mistake I made years ago with an app cap. I should have showed you then.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And the latest news on Bluetooth headsets and cancer.
It's time for iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audible.com/iOS Today. And by Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage brings the mortgage process into the 21st century with a fast, easy, and completely online process. Check out Rocket Mortgage today at quickenloans.com/iOS today. Here it comes. You know, happy Singles Day.
Oh, that's November 11th.
Oh.
But it's really like the last 24 days.
Yeah.
It's Singles Day in 24 days.
Yeah. That's a Chinese holiday. They have Children's Day. They have Parents Day. And for people who are like you and I, single, we can't shop on Singles Day.
No, I guess we can't. Oh,
they have Singles Day. Mm-hmm. And it was like the cyber, you know, the Black Thursday or Cyber Monday mm-hmm. of China. But now it's a month long thing. And here in the States, we're getting ready for Black Friday.
We are.
Which is going to be a month-long event in Amazon as well.
Exactly. I like to be prepared. Like, usually around this time, I prepare for the holiday shopping, and then I do nothing again until, like, the day before Christmas.
I was going to ask you if you're the kind of person, like my wife is, who has, like, a closet where you've been shopping all year long. Every time you think of a wonderful gift, now you have it. So about around this time of the year, she says, oh, yeah, my Christmas shopping is done. I go, what? Christmas is coming? So, yeah, you're like me. You shop on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, tomorrow, if you're watching this live, is Election Day. And you were saying, well, we should do election apps. But
it'll be over by the time you see this in many cases.
So let's vote with our dollars instead.
Yeah. But if you haven't voted yet and you are seeing this before November 28th, make sure you cast your vote.
Before November
28th? Yeah. That's a joke. Okay. November 8th is Election Day. And you know, actually, in many areas, people vote ahead of time. I think mm-hmm. they said already 40 million votes have been cast. I've already cast my vote. Did you do an early vote, or are you going to the polls tomorrow?
I like to go in there, so I'm going to go first thing in the morning.
When the kids were little, I did that, and I would hold them on my lap and mm-hmm. kind of introduce them to democracy, which is probably why they don't vote now. But no, we made sure Abby's in Mexico, so mm-hmm. she cast her overseas ballot. Henry's in Colorado. He registered in Colorado because he's a student there and he's voting there. And so I'm proud of my kids. Yeah, I think everybody needs to vote. Sometimes you feel like, well, how much could a single vote count? A huge country like the United States, but it could make a big difference.
So yeah, you got to vote. That's all we've got.
And my motto is, if you don't vote, you can't complain.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows we'll all want to complain soon. So get voting. So,
all right.
Shopping today, though.
Yes. Well, so Instagram announced this week that they had they're going to start letting you shop straight from your Instagram.
I kind of like this, I think. It depends how they implement it.
Yeah, I don't know. So it's the Instagram app on the iPad is horrible. So let's look at the Instagram app on the iPhone. And I'm not sure if they've rolled this all the way out, but let me get to an ad.
Well, Mike, I was thinking, like, if you looked at a picture and you saw something in the picture you wanted to buy, like those jeans, those are beautiful jeans.
Yeah.
You should just be able to tap on those.
Right.
And Instagram should say, well, I know where those jeans came from. And here's how you could buy them. But it's not that, is it?
Not yet. It's still with the advertisers. But eventually,
close.
Like, I want to buy Andy Anatko's bike. I should
Yeah. This is, I've always thought, and I think it was Alex Lindsay who first said this, that the smartest thing for brands to do would be to stop doing advertising and start just making it possible when you either make content and then have, you know, like REI, the big camping equipment company, could have camping videos, and you could click in the video. If you like that tent, you like that pot, you could buy it. So that was an ad
that
on Instagram.
Yeah.
And you click the ad.
And then, I can go and buy this.
You mean you
bandolier.
Couldn't do that before?
I guess
there was a button that said
shop now. So
yeah.
It must be something new that's coming. But I don't really want to shop through my Instagram. I want it to be separate.
You know what's funny? I say the same thing, and yet I think about my Facebook feed, which has ads in the news feed, and I'm thinking now two or three. Well, like this. I just bought this. And it was because I saw it on a Facebook feed.
Mm.
So, and I'll show you this a little later on. But sometimes you see something and you go, actually, I need that and I want that. Facebook's see, Instagram isn't tuning its ads to your interests quite yet, even though they're owned by Facebook. But Facebook, I think, does a very good job of showing you things you're interested in. And if they are things you're interested in, and I think that's kind of the way it should be, right? Ads should be for things you might want to buy, helpful things, not junk, mm-hmm. right? Not trying to, you know, kind of snack food, making you hungry and making you want to buy it, but stuff that you're interested in.
So was that an ad that you bought that from, or someone recommended it?
No, I saw an ad on a Facebook feed, and I said, hey, that's a nice case. And what got me is, you know, 30% off or 50, I think it was actually more like 70% off. And I said, okay, I'll take it. I think it's a pretty good case, actually. I'll show you in a little bit. So I think ads I guess what I'm saying is I don't mind ads in my feed if they're for things I'm interested in. And in fact, I will buy stuff from time to time. The thing about Facebook is their ads, it's hard to tell their ads. Instagram, it's every 10th post, and mm-hmm. you kind of can tell their ads, can't you? Although I'm seeing better and better ones. I'm seeing like movies, like mm-hmm. films, and that kind of gets you going. I think that's not a bad way to advertise.
Well, so one way I think you can save money for the holidays is planning ahead. Like Lisa, she shops all year. She puts everything in the closet.
Look for a sale.
So planning ahead. So I, in my head planning, I've got a database organizer. I've showed this before. It's called Airtable, but it's a gift tracker.
Oh, that's
so
a good
I
idea.
Put in all of my gift recipients, all of my gift ideas.
Oh, that's
and
a
then
great
it
idea.
Can, I can link. So here's you. And there's what I'm planning to get you. I can put your picture in there so I'm reminded of what you look like. And then I have these two.
You know, don't be buying gifts for people you don't know what they look like.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Well, you know, it just reminds me. So like I saw this sweater that you might like, and I put a link to it. And then here it is. It's
the Deadpool snowflake sweater. Oh, that would go so well.
I know.
With my mask.
It would. Isn't it cute?
I don't know what to do with that costume. I don't have the heart to throw it out.
Well, don't throw it out. I'll wear it next year.
Oh, you'd look good in that. That'd be hot. That'd be really hot.
All right. So then, you know, I have Lawrence. I picked out a gift for Lawrence. So I can say my coworker.
Airtable is it just a general database? So,
yeah,
but they have a template for gifts?
Yeah, they have a template. And so I added the recipients. And I found this Dungeons & Dragons party t-shirt because, you know, he has those parties. And there ain't no party like a D&D party because a D&D party don't stop until the healer is dead and we've used up all our potions. So get organized, plan, put the price of the gifts in there, and then you can put occasions. So if, you know, you want to get it for a different occasion, you can, a birthday. And I have these gift ideas. So I love this. I'm getting all prepared. And then when I decide to do the shopping, I'm going to know exactly what I want. And I'm not just going to fall for, you know, crazy deal or panic about gifts.
Every year, of course, the Friday after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, there are websites and apps for Black Friday deals. In fact, that's one of the apps. It's called Black Friday Deals. And I don't know if any of them are any different, but I think so. I'm not going to even we've showed it before. I'm not even recommend them. But what most of them do is they aggregate the newspaper ads, the online ads, and try to give you a single place you can go and look for a particular product. And if you're a Black Friday shopper, I am not. I'm nervous. I don't want to go out to the house mm-hmm. on Black Friday. But if you're a Black Friday shopper, that really, I think it is, you know, those doorbuster specials are often, you know, really, really inexpensive. It is a chance to get something cheap. But I think you're probably more like me. It's Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Amazon. If it's not on Amazon, I don't even buy it.
Well, I mean, I showed that t-shirt was from Etsy, and the sweater was from ThinkGeek. I'm a huge fan of those places. I have my shops that aren't Amazon.
Do you use the Etsy app?
I occasionally use the Etsy app, yes. You know, I have certain things, like my mother-in-law loves pigs, so it's super easy to just search pigs, and then there's some random pig thing she doesn't have. At least I think she loves pigs. I mean, either that or I've been buying her pig gifts for, you know, 15 years, and she hasn't told me different. But you know who is... I agree with you on the Black Friday apps.
Yeah.
But this may come as a surprise to you, but Jason Howell is sort of a crazy shopper.
Really?
Like, I don't know. Look under his desk. He has, he's prepared. He's already getting gifts. They're already, and he said, he recommended Slick Deals. Have you heard of that?
I have heard of Slick Deals.
And that's his favorite. He always uses it because you can put deal upon deal and it's, you know, it's crowdsourced. So that, so I trusted him and I've set up some deals because I'm the same way with you. And they have a Black Friday app too. So there's not much in their Black Friday app yet because it's not close to Black Friday. But eventually you'll see all these featured stores and deals. But let's just go to the Slick Deals app directly. And so I'm in the coupons section, I'm in the deals section, and then what I like is the notifications. Some people get super annoyed with notifications, but I've said exactly what I wanted to be notified about. This RGB laser outdoor garden, which is one of those things that instead of stringing lights all over your house, have you seen those that just like flash lights directly onto your house? Have you seen that?
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
Oh, I would save me a lot of time.
Just one light.
Oh. And a lot less roof
lasers
time.
All over your house.
Oh, where's that? I want that.
That's on Amazon, but it was $150. Mm. So, Brian, if you could look that up, it's RGB laser outdoor garden.
That's kind of a cool idea. Instead of climbing around your house, because I do have a plug out out in the front of the house. I'm sure that whoever built the house thought, oh, we're going to do Christmas lights. It would be great. I could just put the projector up there and just project it on my house. Mm-hmm. I love that idea.
Yeah. So that
does
was,
it really look good? I hope it does.
I've seen other people have it on their houses.
It's pretty darn lazy.
Yeah.
And I think if I were driving by a house where they did that, that would be my thought.
You don't know.
Pretty darn lazy. You can't tell?
You can't tell.
It looks like Christmas.
It does.
This is brilliant.
Yes.
This is brilliant.
So we'll look at what I have here. And
that's
then
in your
sure
Slick Deals cart?
Well, yeah, because it was $170. I thought that was a lot.
So you're waiting for Slick Deals to notify you.
So there it is, the remote control. See, it just shoots lasers at your house. But I want it to be cheaper than $160. So I'm going to wait till I'm notified. Pretty cool. See, you can't tell.
Yes, you can. It looks like it's snowing laser light or something. That's... I don't know if that's as fun, as festive as Christmas lights, but I'm buying it anyway because it's easier. I was going to have to go out on the roof and climb around and stuff.
No, buy it. RGB laser outdoor garden. So I have my alerts set. Slick Deals.
So this is just a shopping tip, and I think probably most people have figured this one out. But this is what Lisa does, because I don't know, husbands do not know necessarily what to get, right? And more than that, we're shell-shocked. We're PTSD, because in years past, we've purchased something, and we can tell you don't like it. Maybe the fact that it got returned the next day, that's some sort of hint.
They laughed at you in your face.
The laughter, or just the sad look that people get.
Or just, where's the real gift?
And then they try to say, that's... nice. So what I tell people now is, and Lisa does this first. So she loves Etsy so much that, when she's sitting relaxing, she'll be on Etsy just going through her favorite sellers and stuff. What I tell people now is save. If you say, oh, this is for me, but it's not, don't think it is, but add it to the cart. This is a vintage 80s Vermont teddy bear that probably cost $5.99 in the 80s and is, So now I've put it in the cart, but I'm not going to buy it. I'm just going to leave it in the cart. Mm. And now Becky Worley, there's a vintage Etch-A-Sketch, okay? Becky Worley told me that sometimes if you add stuff to your cart, here's a little shopping tip, and don't buy it. So now here's a couple of things. First of all, Lisa will give me her cart login, and I can see the stuff she's saved and know what she likes, right? And then I can say, okay, I know what she wants. She hasn't bought it yet, but I can buy it for her. That's one thing. The other thing is sometimes if you leave stuff in your cart, you'll get an email from Etsy or another seller saying, you never bought that thing. It's still in your cart. How about if we gave you a coupon for $25 off? This, I am not kidding, this is what a lot of companies do now. So it's a nice little strategy is to leave stuff in your cart for your spouse and because you might get a deal.
Yeah, I have had that too. I another site that I like to go to is Uncommon Goods. Have you ever bought anything from that site?
I they're very expensive.
Yeah.
But I love their stuff.
They send me emails that say, like, oh, did you forget you left stuff? It's almost sold out, which that's not as good as...
No, I want a coupon.
Yeah.
I want a coupon. Right.
Okay, so
Slick Deals is good. I'm thank you for that one. Okay.
Consumer Reports just came out with their holiday edition with all of their guides, and they had a whole section devoted to giving gift cards or giving like group gifts. Mm-hmm. And this is an issue for me with teacher gifts. Like I, you know, my husband's a teacher, so I like to, I know how nice it is when teachers are rewarded. So I like to give my kids teachers gifts also. And what I ended up doing usually is, because you don't want to get them a candle, you don't want to get them a little wooden apple. Believe me, they have like 10 million little wooden apple or apple things, apple earrings. None of that is good. You want to give them a gift card. That's what they want. But, you know, you want to get with everyone in the class. So what I end up usually doing is sending an email out to everyone, making my kids collect $20. They have an envelope. I'm collecting the money. I think, oh, did I lose that $20? I end up putting in more. It's a big old mess. So Consumer Reports recommended a site and an app called eGifter. Have you ever heard of this?
eGifter.
And it sounds like, you know, you think, ooh, eGifter, that doesn't sound right, but it was recommended in Consumer Reports. So trust me and Consumer Reports. So here it is. It's not a good iPad app, so we'll show it here. So I want to gift a friend. So I have put all of my contacts in here. So I'm going to get a gift for Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I do want you to get a gift for me.
Yeah.
I do.
So then Leo comes up and... Mm-hmm. Then let's see, what gift card do I think Leo would really like? Amazon. He doesn't like to go to the theater. Oh. He doesn't really like leaving his house. Applebee's.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
But, ooh, he likes shrimp.
Bonefish
Not
Grill.
Babies. Yeah, Baby Gap. No.
Babies R Us. Bahama Breeze.
There's so many.
Wow. Well, you've just gone through the bees.
Let's.
Burger King. Come on. I want to. No.
Okay. No.
Give me it. Come on. What? No? Come on.
There's so many. Carnival Cruise Lines.
There you go.
He likes cruises. I know that.
Give me a coupon for $100.
Okay. So I want to get everyone at work to contribute because you're such a great boss.
Oh, this is a great idea.
So I can type a message here, or anyone who gets this email can add a video. So like I made a little video before.
Oh, so you can all kind of give me a bunch of videos.
Yeah. So let's listen to that. Oh, you can't hear, but... Believe me, that's because it's a surprise.
I heard it.
Okay.
I heard it. And then
I invite friends to contribute. So then I just click invite friends.
Oh, this is
and then
brilliant.
Well, Abby probably wants to contribute,
my daughter
right?
Was, for sure.
And who else wants to, like, maybe... Yeah.
You know somebody named Alex Wilhelm? Alligator? Oh, Alex. Yeah, Alex Wilhelm.
Yeah, he wants to participate. Yeah, yeah. Who else? Gosh, there's a lot of contacts.
Gosh, a lot of people.
Anthony for sure wants to. And then I'll just say, click add, and then I tell...
Please don't send this. Please, I beg of you. Please.
We're all chipping in to get Leo Laporte this Carnival Cruise Lines gift card.
Do not. Because that's a terrible gift, because... It's a $2,000 cruise, and you're giving me $100. That's terrible.
So, okay.
Gift.
Well, Amazon, Best Buy. Yeah, don't get this for your teacher either. But you know what the person likes. Give them, and then...
I love this.
Yeah.
What is this called? This
it's
is
called
great.
It's called eGifter. And
this solves that whole problem of the office gifting in the office
yes,
and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Yes, exactly. Or the classroom. Chipping in a group gift.
Oh, classroom, that's a big problem, isn't it? We all the parents want to get a gift for the teacher, and it's real hard to organize all that. This makes it much easier.
Yes. So eGifter, it's free to use, and Consumer Reports didn't say what they were going to do with your information, so that's up to you to read the privacy policy and see what they're going to do with your contacts. But it's, I mean, I think that probably they make the money from the gift card people.
That's a good tip.
And, you know, because I think most gift cards don't actually even get used. That's the trick with gift cards.
But. Yeah.
So eGifter. Do you got any more? Because I think I have a couple more.
Go ahead.
Okay. Have you heard of Holler?
Holla back, girl? I ain't no holla back, girl.
No, you ain't no holla back, girl.
I ain't no holler. Holler?
The app Holler.
H-O-L-L-A-R. I used to live in a holler.
You did?
No. Huh. Holler, like you're yelling?
Yes. Holler is an online dollar store or discount store.
Okay.
So it's not just
everything. Oh, I get it. Like holler, like dollar with an H.
Yes. Holler, because you're getting such a great deal.
Okay.
And they just got, let me get this right. They just got $30 million in funding led by Kleiner Perkins. So people like discounts.
Wow.
It's a website. It's an app. I'm going to show you on my phone because, again, it's not a good iPad app. So Holler. So you've been to the dollar store, right?
Yeah.
A bunch
Love it.
Of
Love
cheap
it.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So this is,
well, it's all a dollar.
Everything's under $20. So it's not all a dollar. But, you know, you can order. And here it's where I think they're getting money is you can't check out unless it's at least $10. So they're getting you. Every time you go there, you're going to get at least $10. So here's some BB-8 earbuds for $5.
Nice.
Who wouldn't want those?
Those are cute.
I'm going to add those to my cart.
Okay. So what is this special sauce here that you can't check out until you've spent $10?
Yeah. That's okay. But I did get a coupon saying free shipping for this one.
Okay.
So it's just deals. I mean, I never get out of the dollar store without spending $10
either. It's easy to do, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just really cheap stuff.
It's just cheap, and they got 30 million from Kleiner Perkins.
I know. So. People want, Lala Loopsie Baby's newborn doll snuggly, for sure. And I could share it on Facebook.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah. So I'm going to get some rulers for a dollar. Who doesn't need three rulers for a dollar?
They fit so nicely in a stocking.
Some Gone plaid, $4. And yeah, it's basically a shopping app, but Holler. This is not the last you've heard of Holler. I guarantee it.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know who else has gifts?
Who?
Jet. Do you know Jet?
Are they still around?
They are still around, still, and they were bought by Walmart.
I know.
Yeah. So Jet is an, I did some Christmas shopping with Jet too. And the thing with Jet is the more you buy, the cheaper it is. So like if you order three or four of things, it's going to be less money. Right. So they don't have just groceries. It's like Walmart.
Lots of stuff. Yeah.
So check that out for your gift shopping too after you've gotten your database. It's not because they're really trying to compete with Amazon.
You should be able to do everything online. In fact, it kind of makes me mad this time of year. Every day I go to the mailbox and there's three or four more catalogs in there. And it just makes me mad because I'm not going to use them. I'm going to shop. I mean, I guess I might. And, you know, that's they're probably hoping, you might flip through this sometime and buy something. But really, online is the way I'm going to shop. So I'm not too crazy about that. If you are starting to get a lot of those, there is an app. I can't remember if I've recommended this before, but we use it all the time. Have you ever heard of Paper Karma?
No. I don't think you have mentioned it.
Is it
a way to get people?
It's an iPhone app, but I'm going to put it on my... I have it on the iPhone, but just for purposes of demonstration, let me put it on here. So, that's because it's an iPhone app, I have to do this. So the idea is... I don't want to sign up. I'm going to log in. Don't look at my password here. Let me just do this real quick. The idea is you take pictures of the catalogs you don't want, and you do that right when you're at your mailbox, right? And then they make the request to the company to stop sending you a catalog.
They do it for you?
They do it for you. So you could see, I said, I don't need the L.L. Bean catalog. I'm not going to show you close up because what you take a picture of is the mailing label, right? Mm-hmm. And they scan it. They do it all for you. These are things I didn't want to get in the mail.
You didn't want the DJ Times?
No. or the Music Connection magazine. This is a really, really cool thing. And you see, it takes you a little while sometimes. But after they go through it all, whoops, there you go. They're going to show you everything. So here, does anybody have a catalog that they don't want anymore? What you do is you just take a photo of the catalog using your, here, I'll do this. I'll do this one here. Let's do it real quickly. Take a photo. And I'm going to fill the orange square with the company's logo return label. All right, just like that. Here, we'll do this again. And you go, boom. And then it's now in there, and I'm going to use that photo. And they're going to, okay, so the idea is unsubscribe me to this, right? And it will unsubscribe me from this mailing. So this is the time to do it. Because you're going to, it bugs me because I feel like trees are dying. And it's just, you know, there's no reason to because I'm going to do all my shopping online. And if you're that kind of person, you don't want to get catalogs. It doesn't have to be all of them, but Paper Karma. Now, they have, it used to be free, and I think they have a paid tier now. It costs a little bit more money, but I just highly recommend it. Paper Karma, and it's on your iPhone. But as you see, I just used it on my iPad, if you don't mind the big print.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
You know what else makes a great holiday gift?
Probably on this blue clipboard
Audiobooks.
Here.
Audiobooks.
I knew it. It does, actually. It really does. Audible now has a thing where you can send somebody an audiobook. Like, I think it was once a month you could say, this is because, you know, you just say, hey, I like this audiobook. Listen to it. Mm. I'm such a fan of Audible. I know you are. And I know many of our listeners are. But if you haven't tried Audible yet, you might want to think about it. Audible is the biggest audio bookstore in the world, not just books, but college courses. They have the entire catalog of the great courses. They have language courses. They have comedy performances, radio shows, but mostly books, and not just like the bestsellers. Everything. It's like the best bookstore you've ever shopped at. I am listening to right now because I was in Russia, right? And that, so I bought the 300-year history of the Romanovs, the Tsars of Russia from 1516-13 to 1918. Fascinating. I love history. But then I'm also reading science fiction. They've got great science fiction. So here's the deal. We're going to get you a book free. Because sometimes people go, I don't know. You know, I have this long commute and I listen to podcasts maybe or listen to music. But I don't know. Would I understand? Would I appreciate a book? I think you would. But why don't you try it and see? Go to audible.com/iOS today. You'll be signing up for the gold account. That's the Book a Month Club. And that's the one I would get. A subscription is easily the most economical way to do it. You get the app. You can put it on your iPhone, your iPad, Android devices, Mac, PC. They've got a great Windows 10 app. Download the book, and you can start listening. You can even listen in a browser. So I use it on my Chromebook as well. All you need is a browser. If you have a commute, listen in the car. I listen on the treadmill because I hate working out, and it really kind of takes away. Actually, that Timothy Ferris book, The 4-Hour Work Week, would be a good one to listen to on the treadmill. Love Neil Gaiman's American Gods. That's actually one of my picks. Love that. There's so many great books. Before I see a movie, I will often read the book. And now the new Star Wars movie, Rogue One's coming out. They have all the novelizations from all the Star Wars movies. They'll have Rogue One if they don't already. And that's fun, too, because you can actually kind of hear the Star Wars movie come to life in your brain. Audible.com/iOS today. You're getting the gold account. You don't pay for the first 30 days. You get the book, a credit for a book, plus a daily digest of the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times. Cancel anytime in that 30 days. You won't pay a penny, but you do get to keep the book no matter what. And I think you're not going to cancel because I think you're going to really enjoy it. Audible.com/iOS today. And I apologize. I know I've told you about this a million times. There's still some people out there who are not yet Audible members, and you're missing out because it's great. You could get some great, holiday listening, too. It would be fun.
Yeah. Yep. Well, here's some news. Apple released the latest beta for 10.2.
Yes.
Clown emoji.
So we had Jeremy Bruges in studio yesterday, the founder of Emojipedia.
Oh.
He's in town because the Unicode Emoji Committee is meeting today in San Francisco.
Did you give him all my suggestions?
I did. Giraffe, right? You wanted a giraffe?
I just want a Megan Maroney emoji.
Good luck. we were talking about 10.2, and in fact, we're going to try to get him on the show when 10.2 comes out because these are controversial. 10.2's emojis are kind of realistic.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you can actually, Jeremy wrote an article that's on the site about the 10.2 emoji. See over on the right there, Brian? Yeah. First look, click on a couple of these because you're going to see that they look, scroll down a little bit. You're going to see they look very, look at that avocado. That looks like you could eat it, right? Mm-hmm. And the fox, the owl there. They're a little controversial because they're so realistic. Now, I don't think he has examples for everything, so go back and scroll down some more.
The drooling emoji is what I'm looking for.
I don't know if they have.
There it is.
There it is.
Yep.
It's drooly.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually, what is that? What?
If you're hungry, if someone posts
you're hungry.
How are you going to respond to someone's
Instagram?
Okay, face palm's
going to be very popular after November 7th.
There's a glass of scotch.
Yeah.
I think I have a lot of reason to use that.
Look at, these are the profession emojis if you, these are some of the, I thought the animals looked quite good. The professions, there's a judge and a firefighter.
Is that a lady firefighter?
Well, they have both, remember now.
Okay, but how do you know that's a lady?
See her hair? I don't know. Scroll lower, keep going, there's more examples. There you go. Here's all the professions.
Okay.
So they have a male and a female of each. There's a couple of controversies Jeremy told me about. See the farmer with the carrots? Well, in Asia, farmers don't grow carrots. Mm-hmm. They grow rice, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They grow bok choy. Mm-hmm. So that's a very Western. They feel like, go back up a little bit. And then let's see, what else is controversial?
That's the Megan Maroney emoji right there.
With the laptop, right? That's you. I recognize
it. Some brown hair.
I recognize. Okay, now scroll down a little bit because there's some other ones that are controversial. I like these. See the one in the lower left is controversial. What do you think she's doing?
Thinking.
She could be getting spanked.
Oh.
And that's what some people say. It's not real obvious. Is she praying? Is she thinking?
She's got four ideas and they're all
I think
awesome.
That looks like she's in pain. Maybe. I don't know. And then do they have the dancer? Keep going because there's the dancer is a little sexy. And there's a little, there's some complaints about the dance. Remember the dancing, the woman in the face palm? I like that. And all different shades of face palming. Jeremy Burge.
That's it.
He wrote that article. The dancer, the new dancer, the 10.2 dancer, you know, she's in a red dress. Mm-hmm. She's flamenco. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful, but her dress is pretty high. You're seeing a lot of leg. And that's a little controversial. I mean, you have to really fight to get controversy in emojis, I guess. But I don't know. People are saying, I don't know if I like these new 10.2 emojis. Do you have 10.2 yet?
No, not yet. I've seen all these.
There's a dancer.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah, see, that skirt's really riding up on her there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I can see where you're coming from there. Uh-huh. Well,
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
But it is, you know, imagery means things. It means stuff. It's not to be ignored.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
We use emojis like crazy, right? That's become a very popular. You would say, oh, this is frivolous. This isn't important. And yet it's a very common form of communication, especially among young people. Mm-hmm. I think you do have to kind of pay attention. Apple certainly takes it seriously. Mm-hmm. They have Jeremy said it's not widely known, but it's believed that Apple has a 10-person team working on emojis. In the past, it was kind of a hodgepodge. Some interns had designed some. And so the quality of the emoji drawings in earlier versions of iOS weren't great. But Apple's taking it very seriously, I think partly because of the new messages. And they have a 10-person team of designers and artists. I mean, they're taking it very seriously.
That's their full-time job, those 10 people.
That's their full 10 people. They get paid probably six figures, certainly six figures at Silicon Valley, to just do that all the time.
So a few other things in the beta. There's hooks for a new single sign-on feature for Apple TV for the paid TV apps. And then there's also that app that, you know, of the many things we sort of looked at weirdly during the last presentation, that was Apple making this huge deal about, like, here's what we've got for you with TV. It's an app. It's called TV.
I was a little underwhelmed by that. Yes. It's really, that's not going to take off until Apple makes some deals, I think. Right.
Well, because it didn't even have Netflix. Like, right now, like, I have universal search on my Apple TV, and it includes Netflix.
I thought about that apps, and I was watching your coverage of that during the event because I was in Gainesville. And the TV app strikes me as Apple's response to, there's a certain group of people, maybe not you, but me, and people of my generation especially, who have different TV watching habits than perhaps the newer, younger generation. We will sit down in front of a TV, turn it on, and then channel surf to find something to watch. And I think Apple's thinking, well, that isn't an experience you can have on an Apple TV. You really have to know what you want to watch ahead of time to know what app to launch. And I guess you could launch Netflix and surf within Netflix. And I do that. But so it makes sense to me. They made one app that their idea is, I think, you sit down in front of the TV, you launch the TV app, and now you have spread before you a smorgasbord of everything you can do. But you're right, to your point, it's got to be everything you can do before that's a useful app.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Well, do you ever go to the notification center and, like, you get distracted and then you want to go back and you forgot where you were in the notification center?
Are they going to fix that?
Yes, so that it remembers where you are in the notification
center. They have made great strides with 10.1 and the back button, right? Mm-hmm. It's so funny. People gave Android such a hard time for the back button for so many years. But I came to like it because you can always go back to the thing you were doing popping the stack, go back one, go back another one, go back. So Apple's now doing that. If you are, sometimes it's a little disconcerting. For instance, if you're in the App Store and you buy an app and then you launch the app, the whole time you're running the app, like if I open Paper Karma here, I'll have a back to the App Store thing here, right? That's kind of, see, it says back to the App Store. But I like it. At least I can get my context back. So you're saying now it'll say back to notifications, and you'll go back to the place in notifications you were looking.
Mm-hmm.
So let me try that right now. Let's see. I'm looking through my notifications. Let's say here's texture editor's pick. So that's going to launch texture, right? Oh, it's going to update for a second. Hold on a second. It's downloading my magazines or something. Oh, I picked. Okay. Now, I have back. See, I don't have the
back to notifications.
So what this will have a back to notifications, you think?
Yeah. Well, no, then when you go back to your notifications, it'll be right in the middle. Like if you, you know, as opposed to having to scroll through all of them.
Yeah, I can't even. Right now, I can't get back to notifications at all. So that's nice.
Yeah, there.
Well, this is the same.
Mm.
So that did get it right back there. Hmm.
But you don't have the beta yet.
No.
Hmm. Well, we'll have to see exactly.
I wonder if it's just going to add that back
maybe,
thing, and then it'll go back to that point in notifications. Because right now, there is no back for notifications. For other things, there is, right? But there's no back for notifications.
So if you've ever wanted to wish someone a happy birthday, but you didn't want to send those balloons, there's going to be a new celebration effect.
Oh, surprise. I love the balloons. So, okay, so on messages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking with Megan, and I'm going to send you a message, right?
Okay
so... I do this, and I type the message, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can never remember. Message is, yay. Okay, that's a balloon message.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do? I press the up arrow. No, that's send it.
Yeah. you press and hold.
Wait, that's my mom. Okay, hold on. I mean, yay. Okay, you press and hold it?
Yes, the arrow.
No, the arrow. Oh, press and hold the arrow. Ah,
right,
now I can choose effects. Slam, loud, gentle, or invisible ink, or screen effects. And this is the one where you have a choice of balloons. See, I always find it hard to get to this.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Confetti. Mm-hmm. Okay. There you go. The laser light show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whoa. I like fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And
shooting star.
Shooting star. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it says... Says that. That's the thing.
I'm
so
going to send you the shooting.
Those
stuff.
Are the effects. Now, obviously, the other person has to be on messages. To
mm-hmm.
So they're going to add some new ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, one new one for celebration.
One.
And
you know,
full screen.
That team of 10 people working on emojis is pretty busy.
Yeah, they're pretty busy.
These new effects, you know, you can't rush art.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go back to our notifications screen. How do you feel about getting videos delivered directly to your notification screen?
That could be good. Could be bad.
Well, Mike now does that. And I'm going to see
M-I-C,
if I can,
the new site.
So here's one that's in my notification screen. And I am going to 3D touch it. And I want to... Oh, I guess that would have to be a video for it to work.
Right. But if it's a video...
Then
so that was an article. But if it was a video, it would
then
show
it would
the
start
video.
Playing.
I like that. I like widgets... you know, one of the reasons I used Android for so long is because I liked the on-screen widgets. Now, Android does it a little differently. Apple segregates it all into the notifications.
Mm-hmm.
Android lets you spray it all over your various home screens, which I do. But, yeah, I kind of like that. I think that that's a useful... And you can decide what you have in your notifications, so you're not forced to see video if you don't want to.
I think if you wanted to watch a little video... And you know, you can control the sound. When I did it earlier, the 3D Touch would let me, you know, turn the sound on or off.
If you are on an iPad and you don't have 3D Touch, would it be a long touch?
Probably a long touch, yeah. Let me see if I have any notifications. And here I don't.
Yeah.
That same one.
All
right, so
that's the one
know.
Problem I have with 3D Touch is it's not on all iOS devices, so
mm-hmm.
that it kind of limits what you can do with it.
The other thing that this might show is how easy it might be to put video ads into our notification screen.
Oh,
if that might be the future.
If they do that, I'll be mad.
You will.
Hopping mad.
Yeah.
I don't want ads in my...
I don't want them to do that
I
either.
Spent a lot of money on my iPhone, and I don't need to have ads in there.
Mm-hmm. True. Speaking of ads, news, Apple made a deal with NBC Universal today to take over their iAds. Remember, iAds was going away and we thought, what are they going to do? So they made a deal. So now still the publishers can put their own ads into the news and they'll still get 100%, but all the leftover ad space, NBC Universal is going to be selling that. And so the publisher will take 70% and NBC Universal will take the other 30%.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Those changes will take effect in January, according to Recode.
I always think of NBC Universal as Comcast.
Are they the same company?
Yeah.
So,
because I don't think NBC Universal, I mean, I guess they have an ad sales department for their television network, but I think really Comcast probably has a larger ad. Mm. I bet you Comcast is doing that.
Cable Town,
mm-hmm. as we call them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I have two more news items, and then you can show off your brand new wallet. AT&T is giving away free Apple TVs, according to some leaked documents. Have you heard of the $35 a month streaming subscription
yes.
system?
Yes, it's DirecTV Now, they call it.
Yeah. Well, they're brand new. It's not out yet.
Yeah. It was supposed to be out today, by the way. That was the rumor, November 7th.
Mm. Well, they
is
are
it
going
out? No.
Not that I know of. Okay. They're going to give away an Apple TV, or they'll give away...
What, you mean like if you subscribe to it, you get an Apple TV?
Yes. If you commit to 3 months, you'll get an Apple TV.
Well, it's good for Apple.
Or you'll get... you can get something
because you need a device to watch it.
Right. Exactly. Oh. If you only commit to 1 month, you'll get a Fire Stick.
I know. That's kind of a sad commentary on the Fire Stick.
Well, I think the Fire Stick is now like $40 or something. Yeah. But 3 months of the subs, 3 times 35 is still less than an Apple TV.
That's a good deal. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I don't know if you saw my post on Instagram over the weekend. My project was to upgrade all, because I got a 4K TV in my office, my den, my man cave. Okay, let's be honest. And I wanted to upgrade all of the things that go into that TV to 4K. Mm-hmm. And I was able to get a new Roku, 4K Roku. Oh, I got the new TiVo, the Bolt 3 Plus, HD TV, UHD. There's the image. I have the Xbox One S that has 4K for video, not for games, but that's okay. In fact, it even has a UHD Blu-ray player in there. Of all the devices, I've got that Android TV in the lower left. That's the Shield. Of all the devices, the only one that I can't get to 4K is an Apple TV.
It's sad.
I feel like, and that's a fairly new product.
Yeah.
Apple's got to get going. I feel like there will be a new Apple TV. Mm-hmm. There has to be a new Apple TV in the next 6 months.
And what? Just because they've got to save something, right?
4K's taken off, right? Mm-hmm. And there's tons of 4K, and it mostly it's streaming. Netflix, Amazon, Vudu, a lot of services. Apple is not yet offering 4K on the iTunes store, and their movies and their TVs, and their Apple TV doesn't support it. They need to get going here. Get going, Apple. Get going.
They do. Okay, so you like your jet black iPhone?
Yeah, I do. I'm getting a little bit of the what do they call it? Micro fine abrasions.
Oh yeah, micro abrasions.
Micro abrasions. I'm starting to get a little bit of them. They don't look horrible. You got matte black.
I got matte black, but in the future we might be able to get
I know where you're going.
A jet white?
I don't think so.
You don't think we'll get a jet white?
Hard to do white. And I would probably get it because if they do it, because it's like a pearl, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Can you see that? Especially on the corners, they're just little abraded. It's not bad. I still think it's a beautiful phone.
Whoa.
I mean, isn't that pretty?
I don't see any micro abrasions at all.
You have to look at it. Mm-hmm. It's the reflection. That's what I mean. It's not bad. You could kind of see there it's getting a little worn on the corner. There's little fine ones along the edge there. But again, you have to angle it just right. I can see it. Josh Windisch could see it.
All right. So what do you got
well,
there?
Well, so I haven't been using a case. And then I thought, I'm starting to get the micro abrasions. Maybe time to get a case, so I got a case. So this is the case.
Ooh!
Wait a minute. Ooh. You didn't. You thought that was kind of interesting. What happened there? So this is one of those nice little shell cases. It's got a little leather on the back of it, and what I like about it, it's magnetic because it goes right in here to my Case Me magnetic wallet. So I can have my phone in there, or I can have it in this wallet. Now it's a little bit. I don't, a guy's not going to carry this kind of wallet in his pocket. So this is more like a purse wallet or a carry-all wallet. But it's got, it's got all the credit cards. It's got two windows, which is nice. It's got a zipped coin purse. You've got, of course, the two wallets. So it's a very capable wallet. All of the attachments look like snaps, but they're actually all magnetic, which makes it very easy to open and close it. I think that's kind of nice. What do you think? It's all leather.
I really like it because I've tried those kind of cases before, the wallet cases, and I hate using my phone while it's in the wallet.
Right.
Like, I don't like
this
that.
This is the best
part. So now
part.
You take it out.
Pew.
Yeah. And then, pew. So it's just basic. It's not necessarily a wallet case, but it is a wallet that fits your phone in a case.
Right. Isn't that clever?
I
got this, actually, it says, so I think that the place I got it, this says Case Me. Right? Mm. A kind of lifestyle, nature, and elegance expressing personal character, simple luxury. Now, I think it's not leather. I think it's what they call vegan leather.
I like it even more.
AKA plastic. But it feels, doesn't it feel like suede? Yeah, I mean, it feels like leather.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't smell like leather. So that's usually the you can kind of tell if you sniff it, but you couldn't tell any other way. This is the, I'll show you real quickly, the custom K-Smart. And this is the one I was telling you. I saw this, just an ad for this on Facebook, and I think it was like $40 or $50. I can't remember. They said, normally $129. So I said, well, that, how could I go wrong on that? But you could tell. It came straight from Shenzhen, China. I mean, this is a Chinese site, obviously, Custom Case Smart. You could tell because it says cute case. So I don't know. Do you want to? They don't have cute cases yet for the, but there you go. There's a wine case. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's kind of cute. Let me see. This is for the iPhone. They don't have the 7. I should get that for you, a microphone case.
What?
What the what?
Yeah,
that's cute case.
Mm-hmm, I like
rock
that.
And roll. And was 50, now 20. So you 29. So let's look at leather. Leather cases. I don't know. Maybe they are leather. Genuine leather. Maybe it's leather. It's just, they got the, this is, I think, the one I got. 2-in-1. Yeah, that's it. $72 instead of $175. So it's like half off. Premium leather. Oh, that's not the same as genuine leather.
Premium, yes.
Premium is another kind of
premium another leather kind of leather. Leather.
And they have it in red, green, black. I feel like smell it. Does it feel, it says, oh yeah, premium PU leather.
It's
literally premium PU leather. That's plastic.
That smells like chemicals.
Yeah, PU leather.
But a cow didn't die, so.
I know, it feels like leather. Mm-hmm. It's not bad. It says, I wish they wouldn't say leather when it's not leather. It's premium PU leather. What does that mean, PU?
Polyurethane?
Polyurethane, I bet. PU leather. That's not leather. But the design is clever. So I'm going to give him, look, they have a pretend craftsman making it.
Oh.
Like, I bet he didn't actually, but you know.
Yeah. Well, I like the magnet case. And that we've decided magnets don't hurt your phone anymore in that way, right?
No, they don't hurt your phone.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about whether or not your phone can hurt you. Teresa Dory wrote me a letter. She wrote me an email, sent an email to Megan@twit.tv asking about the concern she had with Bluetooth headphones. She writes, a lot of people I know use wired headphones or the speakerphone function of their phone to avoid putting the phone to their heads too often. The new Bluetooth headphones defeat this workaround we do to reduce the risk of cancer in the areas around our ears from too much radiation. I think this should be discussed as another reason people should be upset about losing their headphone port. I am a capitalist, but I think a corporation like Apple pushing a technology to us, and especially our developing children, when it might not be safe in an attempt to stay profitable, should be questioned. They will only push as far as we let them.
Okay. A couple of things to say about that. First of all, you can, of course, use an adapter if you want to use a wired headphones. But I have to tell you that there's a radio in here. There's two radios. There's a Bluetooth radio. There's also a cell phone radio. There's also a Wi-Fi radio. And what I've been told by experts is, in fact, you know, you would think, well, I'm not going to talk next to that transmitting radio, right? I am going to put a headphone jack in there, wired into my ears. Well, experts say, you know, actually that's worse in a way because all of the energy of the phone is now going down that wire straight into your ear. So the existing solution, this or a wired one, isn't necessarily any better. If you're worried about radio frequency radiation, I should point out there's zero, literally zero evidence that any of the radiation from any of the radios on a cell phone are harmful. We've seen people say, for instance, the World Health Organization, well, just in case we ever find any evidence that it's dangerous, you probably shouldn't use it. I've seen a brain cancer doctor say, well, I'm not going to use a cell phone next to my head because there's no evidence, but just in case, why should you? So maybe, especially children that are in developing, they may be a little bit more sensitive. I can understand that. But what are you going to do? Are you going to do that? You're going to do wired? Both of those bring the radiation right into your ear. Bluetooth that may be better than those other two choices because it's a much lower power radio that's going from the Bluetooth earbud into the phone, and the phone is at a greater distance. I think of the three choices, holding the phone to your head, wired, and Bluetooth, The evidence is that the Bluetooth radio is the lowest power of the three and the least likely to cause harm. But I really have to emphasize, and people have been studying this now. For a while, people were saying, well, cell phones, they're too new. If they cause cancer, we wouldn't know yet. They're not that new anymore. We should know. There is no evidence at all, credible evidence, scientific evidence that this causes any harm whatsoever. However, if you have kids, and I think it's reasonable to be extra cautious, right? Probably the best thing to do is have them use the speakerphone at a distance, and that'll be great.
Excellent.
Yeah. Though, by the way, the most important thing to understand about radios is the power coming off the radio is halved. How can I put this? It's logarithmic. So how could I put? It's the inverse of the square. I know, but how does that help anybody? So the point is distance makes a huge difference. Even a small difference makes a huge difference. The amount of power coming off is the inverse of the square.
Of the distance.
Of the distance. In other words, it goes to a foot. You've reduced it to almost nothing. I mean, really almost nothing. These are not very high wattage to begin with. So I'm not concerned, and I let my kids use cell phones, and so far they're all right. Well, not really, actually.
Do you ever worry that we, as well as most of the other people reporting on these sorts of things, have skin in the game, right? Like, we don't want to tell you don't use your iPhone, because then where would we be?
There have been plenty of independent scientific studies, health organizations. The Federal Communications Commission tests all these devices. I've been to the FCC's headquarters in Washington, D.C., where they have these testing labs. It's really fascinating to see what kind of radiation. They actually have what look like mannequins, but they're filled with a fluid that simulates the density of the human body, the flesh, the muscle, the blood. And then they move the phone with a robotic arm over every square inch of that mannequin, and they're measuring from inside the mannequin the radiation it's receiving from the phone. They're very careful about this, and they have set standards for how much radiation is acceptable. And again, there's plenty of independent studies. None have ever come up with any harm. So, I don't blame you for wanting to be cautious, mm-hmm. but I don't believe that they're harmful. And I would love if you can find a study that shows that's credible. The problem is there's lots of kind of not scientific studies and anecdotal evidence, and that's not going to do it.
True. Well, we got an email from Brianna Cooper. She says that she uses Podcast Addict for her podcast listening.
Like it.
It has been great for over a year. It does everything you could want. It really doesn't get enough love. The free version is the full version. It's ad-supported, but you can buy the ad-free version as well. You can even select which ad style you prefer, banner that are visible on most screens, or intermittent full-screen ads. I finally just bought the ad-free version because I was so impressed. I wanted to support the developer. And so I looked in the App Store and I could not find Podcast Addict. And then I looked online and it's only an Android app, which made me want to read this because Brianna and other people use Android and still watch our show. So thank you, Brianna. You know, you also use Android and presumably you also still watch the show, Leo.
I not only watch it, I think I host it.
I think you do. Sometimes.
At least the last time I checked. By the way, I want to give our previous emailer, because it was a good question, a place to go. Cancer.gov. Teresa, the National Cancer Institute has an entire page on cell phones and cancer risk. They talk about all of the possible risks, why people are worried, what the studies are. There's the Million Woman study. There's a Danish study. There are a lot of studies. Please read this. I think it will reassure you. I mean, this is cancer.gov is not run by the cell phone industry. And what's interesting is that one would expect with the widespread use of cell phones, there'd be some sort of increase in cancer. And in fact, brain cancer incidence and mortality have not changed hardly at all in the last decade. There's no evidence. I mean, that's the best evidence, right? Is over time, have we seen any increase? One would expect it. And there's plenty of references here. These are all, peer-reviewed scientific studies. So I just want to give you a reference instead of just, well, Leo says, this is the National Cancer Institute, cancer.gov, and you can read the cell phones and cancer risk page. And this is what I'm going off of, and this is You know, and if that changes, believe me, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Put away my cell phone.
All right. So Brianna is an Android user and an iOS Today watcher, and she recommends Podcast Addict. I have some screenshots that she sent me on my iPad, and this is what the app looks like. I can't show on my iPad because it's just Android, but you can. It's okay to watch iOS Today if you use Android.
There are a lot of great Android podcast apps, including some designed specifically for Twitch, just as there is on Apple TV and iOS.
Good point.
Yep.
And I have an email from R.T. Cregan. Yes, last week we were talking about zombies. Do you remember talking about zombies?
I blanked it out.
We talked about zombies, where the zombie phrase came from, and thank you to R.T. Cregan from Brooklyn, who sent us this email. He says, I say it all started with Night of the Living Dead in 1968.
Yep.
It was black and white with coarse language for the time and attracted moral denunciation of, for instance, racially offensive language from at least one writer in Reader's Digest. It was shot outside a small town in Pennsylvania and generated sequels, a colorized version and a comic sequel, Return of the Living Dead, by John Carpenter in 1985, which refers to the 1968 movie constantly. While Romero released his own sequel shortly after the Carpenter movie was released, the colorized Night of the Dead made the zombies green, but no one in the movie notices or questions who the green people are because the original was, after all, in black and white. So blame the whole thing on George Romero.
I agree, R.T. Cregan. Right on.
All right. You know what? Zombies can't help you getting a mortgage.
I know who can.
They can't help you at all.
Can I?
Oh, yes.
I know the answer to this question. Quicken Loans, one of the best lenders in the country, and they've created a product just for us, the geeky ones. It's called Rocket Mortgage. Sure, you can still get a mortgage. You know, go into an office, some guy in a green eye shade with, you know, those, what do they call those? Sleeve garters and a quill pen. Yes, what do you want? I'd like a mortgage, sir. Well, show me your pay stubs. Do you have bank statements? Yes, sir. I brought my banker box full of them. Well, okay. I'll be back to you in a week. Or do the whole thing online using your iPad or your iPhone or you don't even have to get up from the couch. Rocket Mortgage, designed for people like you, who like to do things online. Who doesn't? Put the power in your hands at quickenloans.com/iOS today. And because it's all online, you're going to get approved in minutes for a loan that is tailored to your particular financial situation. Rocket Mortgage. I love this. Go to quickenloans.com/iOS today. That'll let them know you heard about it here. And of course, you know, maybe you're not in the market or refiing right now, but soon, I hope you're going to get that dream house. Go to quickenloans.com/iOS today. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030. We thank Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans for their support. quickenloans.com/iOS today.
So it's AppCap time, obviously.
Oh, I thought I just sprouted a giant mushroom hat.
Yeah. Am I putting this on right, or is
there... You know, there's okay. No wrong way to put on a pepper hat.
Okay. Good to know.
You could wear it sideways.
Oh, yeah.
You could wear it fried. You could wear it boiled.
In a burrito, in a taco, whatever.
Anyway, I like the sideways. That's jaunty.
Yeah, I think it is jaunty. Yeah. So I'm wearing this jaunty hat because it's the AppCap time. App rhymes with cap. We wear funny hats. We tell you our favorite apps.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Somebody says I look like Tom Petty.
never
really thought of it that way.
Yeah. That's your Mad Hatter hat, right?
Very good. Yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you remember the Spirograph drawing?
I loved the Spirograph. I was really into it.
Yeah. It's very soothing, isn't it?
Yeah. It was kind of dopey. It had gears and you put a pencil in the hole in the gear and then it would make you do a spiral But it was pretty. You can make these neat geometric things, yeah.
Well, now you don't need any of that stuff.
What?
Because there's an app. It's not a new app. But eStudio on Twitter recommended this app.
Neat.
It's called Amaziograph.
Oh, neat.
So I've made all of these, and I am not an artist. So you can choose from all of these. Kaleidoscope, mirror, rotation. Let's do the three-mirror kaleidoscope.
It's funny. It's so much more sophisticated, isn't
it?
I mean, you don't need
I choose the color.
The plastic gears and the pen and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
I choose the color, and then I just draw, and I can even zoom in if I want to be more specific in my drawing, and, you know, I'm not an artist. I've said that before. Let's see.
Wow, so this is almost like fractals or something.
It is, yeah. It's so I can
look at that.
Yeah, Spirograph. It's 99 cents, worth every penny. Here's everything that I made. I even sent you some of these. I don't know if you got it, but you can share them on Facebook or other places. I could mail it. I could add it to notes. I could share it on Instagram if I wanted to. I probably won't, but. yeah, so it's kind of like the adult coloring
it's
book
soothing,
phase.
Though, yeah.
It is very soothing. And there's also just like the if I just want to do a mirror, I can do that. Let's see.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Spirograph.
Oh, I like that. That's nice. I want that.
And
yeah.
You can change the brush.
Yeah, I'm thinking great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Soothing. I can make my own colors. I made this orange all on my own. So if I wanted to make a... Oh, green doesn't make anything. If I wanted to use yellow, let's see there. I'm going to drag the blue and drag the yellow.
This is spirographing that we could only dream of.
I know, really.
When I was a child.
Yeah, and then rub it. I made that
nightmare.
Color.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Wow.
You're going to have to stop me. Because I just love this so much.
What's the most like a spiral? There you go. Is there one that's like a spirograph?
Probably.
One setting.
Maybe this one? Is that like a spirograph?
You know, it's... Yeah. Beauty. Oh.
I brought your youth back, didn't I?
Oh, man. Oh. How many hours did I waste doing that? Oh.
You don't need a pen either. You can just use your finger.
Oh. Oh, heaven just had a little place in my heart for, I don't know what
for amaziograph.
Amaziograph. New by Kenner.
No, it was it's a Bulgarian 15-year-old.
This was written by a 15-year-old?
Yes.
Stop. Get out of here.
And I'll tell you his name, too.
Marina. That's her name. Marina Stajkova.
Is his name or her name is Hristo Stajkov. If you scroll down to the bottom, it says, I don't know why it's Marina Stajkova's
You know what? That's
website.
His mom.
Probably, because he wasn't
his mom.
Old enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hristo Stajkov.
Wow.
Hristo Stajkov.
Hristo, that is really impressive. Mm-hmm. When I was 15, all I was doing was playing with plastic gears and ballpoint pens.
Mm-hmm.
He made, look at that. Look at the ducks.
Yeah. I mean, if you could draw, that would be what that looks like.
15? Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, that. Thank you, Brian, for showing what an artist could actually do.
That's beautiful. I can't wait to get that. 99 cents. That kid's going to be rich.
Mm-hmm.
Have you given this to your children or younger, even younger children?
Not
to
yet,
see what they
but
think?
I will.
So I wonder if only people who had previous Spirograph experience would appreciate this.
That's a good question. We should do a scientific
study. Oh, mommy,
study.
You made a ball of yarn. How exciting.
No, I think my kids would find this soothing.
I think it's very cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Okay, now you've got to show something.
So I have I owe you an apology.
Yes, you do. Always.
Because I think I might have recommended this app even a couple of years ago when it first came out. And people have been telling me over and over, this is the greatest app ever. But I didn't really appreciate it until 2 weeks ago when I made my app Cap, the new Plants vs. Zombies Heroes, and I've been playing it. Do your kids play card games at all, like Pokemon or Magic the Gathering?
No.
So my kids were very, very big into these, and I played it with them, but I think I didn't really make the digital transition. It wasn't until I played this game, which I really like. This is Plants vs. Zombies. It's like Magic the Gathering or a Pokemon where you have a hero, you're playing against somebody else, and you've got a deck of cards. I'm going to use that deck of cards. And, you know, you take turns playing your cards, and your cards battle with their cards. And it's a fun little nerdy game, and I really like it. By playing this, I kind of got the idea of the rules. You have a certain amount of mana or health or power. You can spend each turn. You get a deck of cards that you build yourselves, a hero you build yourself. So after I played this for a while, and I really enjoyed it, I thought, you know, I should go back and take a look at Hearthstone. Hearthstone is an extraordinarily popular card game, probably almost as popular as Magic the Gathering or these physical card games. And it's based on the World of Warcraft world. So it comes from Blizzard. And then I just realized I did not really understand this game when I first started playing it. So I didn't take it seriously. Now, the kind of the style of Plants vs. Zombies Heroes is very cutesy and comic booky. This one is, of course, you know, it's sword and sorcerers. I shouldn't have gone so fast. I'm going to just show you the mechanics of it. You'll choose a character from nine very kind of adventure-y Dungeons & Dragons types characters, a mage, a warrior, a warlock, a druid, a rogue, a priest. I'll choose a priest because I like Father Robert. And then you choose who you're going to... Now, I'm still in the training mode here, but what's different about this versus Plants vs. Zombies is you play real people online. You could do, just like you would with Magic the Gathering, real games against real players. And, of course, real players are always more wily and challenging and interesting than playing against a computer. So here's, from the deck that I've built, the cards that I was dealt. That's the kind of the random element. I can swap these in again. I'll keep them. Each of them has a power, amount of power, but they also sometimes have magic spells. So this is my opponent. Argent Squire. She's playing an Argent Squire card that has one health point and one hit point. I could play a card here that let's take a look at this. It will give a minion plus two health, draw a card. It has an action. I only have one mana right now, so I can only play cards with zero or one. This card is nice because I can play this now and I get an extra mana crystal, which means I can now play this, which says destroy a minion with one or less. So I'm going to destroy her, and then I'm going to end my turn. But my point is, the mechanics of this are quite well done. There's really interesting decks and strategy, and you can play against other people online. You can make friends. There's Drew Curtis. He's actually playing right now in arcade mode. A lot of Kevin Rose. He hasn't played in about a month, but we can maybe get him to play again. Tom Merritt. So my friends are on here. And you could play against them, or you could make new friends. Actually, if I exit out of this, I can go back and I'm not sure if I can get out of this game. Let's see here. Yeah, let's concede. You have best. I lose. And there's a lot of humor in this. You're in a fun inn. This is a free game, which is kind of amazing. Now, you can buy, as with Plants vs. Zombies Heroes and other games, there are in-app purchases you can make. You can buy additional gems and build up better decks. If you play, so that was Solo Adventures. Oops, let's go back here. I'm not sure what the arena is. I haven't seen that.
You're new here. Let me pay for your first run through the arena, then.
So I don't want to pay for anything. Let's get out of that.
So it's 1.89 gigabytes. Is that big? Because I remember
it's big. There's a lot of data in here. So now I can say, all right, I've built some decks. I've built some characters. I'm going to go in here and play against some real people here. And so now it's actually going out online and picking an opponent who has done the same thing, put together a deck, created a character. They're fortunately matching me against a player of my skill because I'm not very skilled at this. So what's nice about this, because you're playing real people, you're going to get higher and higher levels of challenge. You'll never run out of challenge. A number of people told me what a great game this was, and I didn't really get it, so I apologize. If you've played a card game, or even if you haven't, this is a lot of fun. So now I'm playing against a real person, and I'm going to have to concede to him. But or maybe I'll just play that later. But it's really well designed, very thoughtful. It's very mature. It's been out for a couple of years now. I'm playing against a guy named Hazmat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you're not playing against Drew Curtis. It doesn't automatically match you with someone that you know.
No. No. In fact, I can't do anything, which is bad because Hazmat is probably just going to just womp my behind.
Hazmat is serious.
Right here. He's thinking. He's thinking. He's playing a card. He's going to gain a mana crystal. He's going to do what I did last turn, which is give himself enough mana to. You get more mana with each turn. And he's going to put a Stone Tusk Boar out there and attack my hero immediately. You son of a gun.
Well, I just downloaded this because I feel like I
think your kids would enjoy this. I think your kids would enjoy this. Anyway, a lot of fun. Hearthstone, it's free. There are in-app purchases. And you know what? If you like the more cartoony style, if you played Plants vs. Zombies, this is really a great game. I just want to reiterate this. My app kept from a couple of weeks ago. I've had a lot of fun playing this. And it was a good way to kind of tune up for the more dramatic online game Hearthstone. From Blizzard, my app cap of the week.
All right. Well, you have... spent another lovely hour with
us. Hazmat knows he was playing somebody that looked like this.
I hope so.
I wish I could just like turn on the video and go, hey, Hazmat.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to whoop you. I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to kill you.
And Hazmat is probably like a 10-year-old and, you know, undoubtedly. Then
you'd be arrested. Undoubtedly. Mommy, there's a strange man in my iPad.
All right. Well, this strange man and strange lady have other places to go.
Not going
to
be in your iPad anymore. Nope. We're leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we are here every Monday, 1-ish Pacific time.
4 p.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm. Get ready.
It's going to change.
It did change.
It did change.
Because we are now, we've now gone into winter time here. So usually, it used to be 2,000 UTC. It's now 1,900 UTC. We're UTC minus 8 here in Petaluma, California. So 1,900 UTC. I tell you that not because you live in the land of UTC. I know you don't, most of you, unless you live in England or Spain, but you can make the conversion if you figure out what your own time zone is. Mm. We are UTC minus 8.
Or you can just watch or listen whenever you want by subscribing and downloading it.
Should I vote in this outfit?
I don't know if you can. For sure.
I could. They can't stop me from voting in any outfit I want, right?
But you already voted, so they can stop you.
Oh, they would.
Because you can't vote. You
but I'm crazy.
No clowns.
No clowns. No. Oh, you're right. Don't go out of the house in a clown outfit. Yeah, that's probably good advice.
But I could vote in this hat. I'll test it, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to the polls tomorrow?
I'm going tomorrow as soon as they open.
Everybody go out and vote. We encourage you to exercise in this hard-fought democracy of ours. It wasn't easy to get a democracy, and we've got to keep voting if we want to keep it that way.
Right. So if you want things to... If you believe that as a group we can change things, then vote. If you believe
you
only
better believe
you can
that,
change things...
Then don't vote. That was sneaky. That was really sneaky. Thank you for being here. And if you want to come back, we'll be here next week. Thanks, everybody. See you next time on iOS Today.